Basically, Homes Victoria is trying to demolish the towers and they're trying to kick the last of the residents out. They're making them as uncomfortable as possible. They're doing drilling while residents are still inside. We're almost certain they're removing asbestos while residents are still inside. They're putting up all this security fencing that intimidates people so that they don't feel safe there. They're trying to offer the remaining residents deals where they will be basically placed into social housing where they have less rights. But these residents, they feel like they're between a rock and a hard place, so they have to choose that. And basically, once all the residents are out, they plan to knock all the towers down and then sell the land to private developers, and none of it is going to be replaced with public housing at all. It's going to be replaced with private rentals and social housing, and social housing people don't have as many rights. And yeah, we're basically trying to stop that from happening. We're trying to organize, whatever we can. We're going through bureaucratic methods, we're going through some more spicy methods. But yeah, we're doing everything we can to try and save these towers, because if these towers go, that's so many homes that are for vulnerable, marginalized people that will be lost. More people will be on the streets, more people will be pushed into private rental markets, which is just going to up the rental prices in all of the inner and outer city. It's believed a lot of the residents have moved from Flemington. They're basically being pushed out to places like Craigieburn, so they're going to be isolated from their communities and cut off from services as well. So it's really important that we stop the demolition of the 44 public housing towers and save public housing.
And near the corner of Holland Court, we're just outside one of the first towers to be. There's still people in there, but housing's been doing their very best to empty it. And apparently, just in the last week, couple of weeks, they've started demolition work, which they said, anyway, they seem to have given assurances that they won't. But there's signs up saying demolition, which apparently they've now covered those signs, but they're starting to rip asbestos out even when there's people inside. The bigger issue here, like, I mean, other people could talk more about this particular location, but. I'm a member of Vic Socialists. I believe that houses should be there to house people rather than just for some, speculator or whatever. And public housing, public housing is perfect. It's just appalling that the Labor government wants to demolish public housing, basically privatise it, bring all the 44 towers, demolish all of the 44 towers, and then have some sort of community or social housing or whatnot, which is basically a privatisation. And there should be a hell of a lot more public housing, really. It's security for people, lowers the cost of housing generally. The only thing wrong with it is that there's this whole army of parasites, basically, that get rich off real estate, and public housing doesn't suit them, and it also keeps working class people secure. I do know what the government's got against that. That they want us all mean and lean and hungry, and they want a dog-eat-dog society. So this little protest here today is standing up for the people in this tower, standing up for the people in this estate, and standing up for public housing. So there should be more of it. Pretty heartening, actually. People would have heard just before, a whole series of people driving past, and public housing has had the powers that be have given it a really bad press over a lot of years, but there's a lot of support for public housing just for ordinary people who knows, what it's all about.
Hi, my name's Catherine Murdoch. I'm with Victorian Socialists and I live at Kensington in Clifford Terrace. I'm a member of our public housing community. And yesterday we have a community lunch once a week that's healthy living and learning, and we had the co-health relocation team on site to discuss with residents from Ormond Street the relocation. And they were very inhumane in their approach in terms of minimalising how traumatic and how harming this relocation is. It's an over 55 building, so a lot of the residents have complex health issues. English is a second language, and they're a very, very close community, connected in with people in the other buildings as well. So they used words like we know it's a difficult time and it can cause some worry. So we'll be here once a week to talk to you and to assist you. However, it was like they were reading from a script, and it was really dehumanizing the situation, not even touching on the significant trauma. We've had 5 residents die in that building this year, and the most recent resident was called Rod, and he was openly opposed to the relocation, very outspoken at meetings to the Department of Housing about the Unison Arm selling off that property to profit and profiting from the development, and he wanted to fight it. And we attended his funeral a week ago. He actually died of a heart attack in his bed. So just from a resident's perspective, it's a really, really challenging time, and some people are really suffering. We're doing all we can through 44 flats, and I live on site, and through the neighbourhood house, and actually the Unison team at Kensington are very supportive one-on-one of residents as well. But CoHealth were the people who got me into public housing. They were the people who got my back when I experienced domestic violence twice. They were my lifeline, and that's why I'm able to be here today. And so it was just horrific for me to see the corporatisation, the sellout. It was like they were reading from a script, and they were not approachable. That's it. They've sold out. They've lost the plot. They can call themselves social workers or occupational therapists, but their heart's not in it, and they weren't human.
What I want to do is I just want to acknowledge how many deaths have occurred while this privatisation sellout of public housing has been happening. We know that it impacts on people's health, their well-being, their quality of life, and communities. It destroys communities. So in Ormond Street at Kensington, we've had 5 people die this year in the building. So I just want to acknowledge all the people that have died homeless on the streets of Melbourne, all the people on the list waiting while it's being destroyed, losing hope. I want to acknowledge the people who are suffering in towers at the moment with housing uncertainty, watching their communities be shredded. And I also just want to acknowledge everyone here today, the strength of community and spirit and everyone coming together. Because without that, we're dead in the water. And the public housing's gone. We've been asking for public housing to be built for 40 years. Not for the poor people, but just for the people, for the workers. So someone who's working, someone who's elderly, someone who's got chronic health problems, someone who's fled a war-torn country can have a home. It's a human right. And the Australian government, from the PM all the way down, are massacring us.
When public housing is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When public housing is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When our communities are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Housing is a human right. We're going to fight, fight, fight.
Housing is a human right. We're going to fight, fight, fight.
Housing is a
human right. We're going to fight, fight, fight.
Public housing here to stay. Greedy developers, go away.
Public housing here to stay. Greedy developers, go away.
Public housing here to stay.
Greedy developers, go away.
Sell out
Ching
in the bin.
Who's in the bin?
Sell out Ching.
Sell out Ching.
You're asking why I'm here today. We're peacefully having a picnic. We're having a picnic slash picket. We're picnicking picketers. It's a whole new form of activism which I've just invented, which has been done as a protest against Harriet Shings, our Labor's Minister for Housing's decision not to release any of the 146 building reports which justify the demolition of the 44 public housing towers, which will leave 10,000 of society's most vulnerable people in housing insecurity during a housing crisis. So we're just asking, should we have invited her to the picnic? So I'm sure she will come down and join us, and she'll have a document. So we'll probably see her anytime soon, lovely Harriet. We shall make sure we leave her some grapes and some barbecue shapes. Don't eat all the barbecue shapes, leave some for Harriet in case she comes down. It'd be very embarrassing if she came down and there was no shapes and there was no barbecue shapes.
Can I ask you about your opinions on this little picnic in front of the public housing offices in Melbourne?
Yeah, sure. I think it's great. I'd like to see more of this. You know, I see so many protests and so many people fired up and angry, but not about housing. Like, why aren't we fired up this much about housing? It's great. I'm really happy to see someone taking on the streets about housing. Things need to change. It reached breaking point years ago and it's only getting worse and there's no end in sight and it's just lunacy. It's absolute craziness.
Thank you.
No worries.
Under the footpath, we've got no issues with your protesting.
Yeah.
We can't have things on the stone.
So the government rents this building. Does it rent this building?
I'm saying, yeah, on behalf of the landlord, we don't like things.
Yeah,
on
so
the
landlord is not the government.
No. So yeah. If you're protesting against the government, that's great.
Tell me why you're here.
I am supposed to be living in the affordable, brand new Homes Vic owned apartments in Ascot Vale. They're actually too mouldy to live in. They are uninhabitable. And that's the future that they want for all the tenants. They're going to demolish all of the existing buildings like they did with the Ascot Vale flats and build buildings that are not actually up to building code. So all of the talk about things being accessible, things being modern, things being safer, better, it's actually not true. And I don't want any of the residents who currently have homes that are quite comfortable for them or maybe need a bit of love and care to be put in a situation where I've actually been made homeless by taking an affordable property that Homes Victoria owns. So they're wasting all the taxpayers' money building places that don't meet people's needs or even just basic safety, health and safety or the rental standards. Meanwhile, they're talking about, you know, value for money, and there's an event last night, Harriet Shings talking about building homes that meet people's needs, that are, you know, give them dignity. And I don't feel like I have any dignity in this situation. It is all spin.
So have you got a fallback position? Can you actually make a complaint? Can you get some sort of result from the government?
So far, no. I've gone through VCAT. I've tried the legal centres. I've tried Tenants Victoria, because the affordable housing program, they actually wrote new legislation. Even Tenants Victoria did not know the rules were different and the legal definitions are different. Homes Victoria is my landlord, but unfortunately, affordable housing is not covered under the social housing registrar. There is, when they wrote the legislation, they opted not to write a complaints mechanism. So I went through VCAT. It took a year and a half, and the member did not consider all of the scientific evidence we provided. We paid about $1,500 for mold testing privately, and all of that evidence was dismissed. They've sent tradespeople over to write reports where the words say that there's no mold, but the photos in the reports show water damage and mold. Meanwhile, I've got at least three neighbours in my building alone. There's six buildings on the site, I think. Three of my neighbours have had water pour through their ceilings at random in the 2 years I've been there.
So do you think the government is actually just pretending that it's doing a job when it's not?
I think they might genuinely think that they're doing a good job. It's possible. But what they are not doing is taking complaints seriously and following up on what actually physically happens to their grand plans once they've been turned into reality.
So they think that it's only affecting people who don't need to be listened to.
I think they don't think anyone needs to be listened to. I think there's a perception of, you know, there's a bit of a patriarchal government knows best, and we're, you know, silly creatures asking for things that you don't really want or need. You know, like safe basic housing with, you know, nice amenities and that doesn't have any mold. I think that it's all a lot of spin. So I actually had Samantha Ratnam brought this issue up in Parliament to Harriet Sheng during question time early on in this issue. And Harriet's response was essentially, if there was a problem, we would be dealing with it. And the implication being there must not be a problem because we're not addressing it. You know, they're using evidence that doesn't match what you can see, what you can taste. You know, I can taste the mold in my apartment. People come in and they feel sick. And of course, people who come in for 5 minutes who have no education in mold are going, well, I don't see it, I don't notice it, so it must not be there. I gave evidence as part of the public housing inquiry due to me being in the new build, and that's what they want to replace things with. The members of the panel said that they hadn't heard that perspective from anyone else. And when I look through the submissions, there's not really anyone else talking about what actually living in the new builds is like. But when you speak to people on the ground, they all have their own horror stories. Ultimately, when the inquiry report was written, my testimony was not, and I can understand why, but my testimony was not referenced in a way that spoke of the issues that are coming with the new builds.
Right. So they're acting as if it's an outlier.
Yes. Okay. When in fact it is...
Common.
More common than to have... Yeah.
Yeah, okay.